This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha inmate who escaped custody has been captured in Racine after more than a week on the run. Authorities say 31-year-old Jonathan Taylor was arrested by U.S. Marshals without incident. He's now in the Racine County Jail and the investigation into his escape continues. Racine police have arrested two suspects in a March homicide on the city's north side. An 18-year-old and a 17-year-old are accused in the shooting death of Trent Harper. Police say the case took 2 months to investigate and that they're still asking for tips. Smoke in the Mount Pleasant area today is due to a live fire training exercise. A section of Louis Sorensen Road is closed and fire crews are working in the area. Neighbors near Microsoft's Mount Pleasant data center are getting some relief from loud fan noise. The company says they've made changes to reduce sound, including adjusting fan speeds and adding sound barriers. And Racine has launched a new online map to help people find graves and burial information better. The system includes more than 77,000 mapped sites and took over a year to build. Officials say it replaces an outdated system and makes searches easier. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A major tax and spending deal in Wisconsin has fallen apart after failing in the state Senate. Lawmakers let the bill go to a vote last night without enough support, and it failed 15-18, ending the special session. The plan had already passed the assembly and included tax breaks on tips and overtime, along with funding for schools and property tax relief. Governor Tony Evers blamed a small group of lawmakers from both parties for blocking what he called a bipartisan deal. In a statement, Evers said some politicians chose the next election over helping families. 8 people tied to a fentanyl drug ring in Green Bay are now headed to prison after a federal investigation uncovered a large operation moving pills across the Midwest. Prosecutors say the group brought in hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills, many bought in Arizona and sold in Wisconsin for huge profits. The longest sentence went to Ricky Chambers, who got 17 years after a jury found him guilty. Investigators say they seized more than 175,000 pills and found the group showing off cash and luxury items online. A former hot dog plant in Madison could soon be cooking up something very different. Nuclear fusion research. A company called Rialta Fusion is looking at the old Oscar Mayer site on the city's east side as a possible home for a new research and development facility. The project could bring up to 200 jobs and more than $500 million in long-term investment. City leaders say the plan could turn an empty property into a major economic boost. The company is expected to choose between two sites as early planning moves forward. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski had another brilliant performance, retired 14 batters in a row, thrown 40 pitches at least 100 miles an hour through 7 innings. But in the ninth, with the Brewers hanging on to just a 1-0 lead, Milwaukee closer Abner Uribe gave up a 3-run homer to Gavin Sheets, and the Padres beat the crew 3-1. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, 3-2 walk, you know, single off the glove of our second baseman, and then hanging slider. It's Major League Baseball. The guys are capable. You know, hats off to Sheets. Great swing. Did it in the clutch.
After the loss, Uribe asked, did he leave the ball too high in the strike zone, and just how frustrated was he?
I think you see what happened over there. We're never going to know what happened to the strikeout or whatever happened.
The two teams wrapping up the series today. Football, NFL schedules out tonight. The Packers will play L.A. on Wednesday, November 25th against the Rams the night before Thanksgiving. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 61. A little colder by the lake, a little warmer as you get further inland. The wind will be light today. Tonight, 45, a sprinkle or two after midnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.